MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Newburyport boys basketball coach Mark Elmendorf. And Coach, welcome. Welcome back to MSO News Sports.
Thanks very much for having me.
Well, you guys, you know, we've been talking about this game coming up on Monday for you guys against Manchester Essex for quite a long time. But before we do that, let's go backwards a bit. And on Thursday night, you guys defeated Triton 69-49 for your 13th win of the season, undefeated play in the Cape Ann League at 12-0. And Mark, tell me, give me a note or two out of that Triton game.
You know, it was a good game. They played well. We came out, I thought, a little flat, or we rushed our shots a little bit in the first quarter, which I was a little frustrated over. We were actually down by one at the end of the quarter, and then we were up 13 at halftime, which, you know, was obviously played a better second quarter. And then we came out in the third quarter and played very, very well, and kind of broke the game open. I think we went up by at least 25, 28 at one point. And then, you know, the game ended, and as I got into the locker room after the game, I said, now we can talk about it. So I think pretty much everybody had the game on Monday on their mind, including myself. So that's what happened.
Well, I think our listeners have that on their minds as well. But before I go there, I want you to – we talked a couple of weeks ago, and we did talk about the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Tournament. But maybe just give a little recap on that, because you did pick up your two losses in that tournament, but against D1 teams, and you did beat Beverly in overtime in that tournament. So take us – just give our listeners a quick overview, if you will, on that Commonwealth Motors Tournament.
You know, we played in the opening round against Lawrence, who I think at the time they were the number two ranked team in the state. In Division One, and since that game, we lost by eight and played very, very well. Since that game, I've asked several of our players, you know, what was our best game of the year so far? And it's been neat that, to a man, everyone had said or has said that our best game of the year was a loss. When we played as well as we could, I thought, against Lawrence, it was just a fabulous, fabulous game. We were up at halftime by two, and then, you know, they pulled it out at the end. They're very, very talented, very deep. We lost to St. John's Prep in the second game. They played great. And then, like you said, we beat Beverly in overtime. So that's a great tournament, and, you know, it really helped our kids and gave them some confidence. Then, you know, the rest of the year so far has been great.
Yeah, and if I just look at the scores from a distance, as I do, you know, I'm not surprised by the answers your players gave you about that Lawrence game, because, again, great D1 team, played them pretty tough, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of why I wanted to put that into context for our listeners as we move forward now to Monday night. So, Mark, what are you telling people, you know, when everyone asks you in Newburyport about Monday's game against Manchester Essex?
Yeah, it's a great question, and everybody's looking forward to it, obviously. People have been talking about it for a long time. I've tried personally to stay as focused as I can on one game at a time, but obviously that's in the back of our mind for weeks now. They're very, very good. We're good. What I have enjoyed is talking to all the other coaches in the Cape Ann League. They all wish that they could be at the game as well. And I think the entire Cape Ann League is playing that night, so it'll be just us and them. But that's been really fun. It's a great league. The coaches are real good guys, and it's been fun for me to kind of anticipate the game, so it should be good.
Well, I'd like you to kind of break it down for me. Is maybe I can structure my questions this way: height wise, if we're to do height matchups, how does it break down? Newburyport versus Manchester Essex.
Well, their big kid in the middle, Eddie. I'm not going to pronounce his name correctly. Chalaris, is that how you say it? I guess he's about 6'6", 220 from what I've heard. I remember him a little bit from last year. He's obviously bigger than anybody we have strength-wise. Carson Gretz, our big guy in the middle, is probably about 6'5", and he is clearly way stronger than he was last year. But that'll be a tough matchup. I'm anxious to – I've got at least two or three game films on them that I will watch today, and our team is going to watch it together this afternoon. But, that's going to be a challenge for us.
Absolutely. And, one guy doesn't necessarily tell the story with rebounding for a team. What about, what are your take? And I guess maybe you still have to watch some more film here as we talk on Friday, but, what about the other four as they might impact, rebounding?
You know, we have Finn Brennan in the middle, who's also I think he's bigger than any of their other guys. So hopefully that will kind of neutralize things a little bit. He's about 6'3", 210, and strong as an ox. So hopefully he will, that will help us. And then, our three other starters are not huge, but they can all shoot, they can all run, they can all score. So hopefully we'll be able to handle it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good information on the other part here. So let's talk about the other guys, the perimeter guys, if you will, and speed, quickness, defense, all of that. How do you see that matchup between the two teams?
Yeah, good question. Our three guards, I call all three of them guards. Sam Craig, number zero, he's about 6 foot, very, very, very athletic. He will... he will guard their best scorer. Everybody knows that, so it's not a secret. And then Cal Atherton is a sophomore who's just been fantastic all year. He's our point guard. And then Connor Spinney, our senior, he's just had a fantastic year. What I have been so impressed with Connor is his defense has improved dramatically from his junior year. So he had a fantastic game last night. I think only had 3 or 5 points. So I'm very, very confident with those kids. And then Zade Liana comes off the bench as our sixth man for either of those three kids and has just done a great job.
All right. No, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mark. I didn't mean to.
No, I'm just, those top six kids have just done a fantastic job all season. And then Silas Brennan's coming off the bench. And then Peter Ozizua is back now, as he was hurt for probably the first, I don't know how many games, at least 10, 8 to 10, and he's our senior captain as well, and he's been filling in for, either Finn or Carson if they get hurt, and Thomas Thorson's been doing the same thing. So we're deep, young, and, it's all good.
Yeah, actually, we talked a couple weeks ago, but again, for our listeners, tell us again the junior, seniors, sophomore mix with your team.
Yeah, Carson and Finn are still juniors. We only start one senior in Connor Spinney. Sam Craig is also a junior, and then Cal Atherton and Zade Liana are both sophomores who get a tremendous amount of playing time. We could easily start 5 underclassmen, so obviously the future is bright. But and then the only senior that, Peter Ozizua, like I said, is a senior. And then we have another senior in Liam Devlin who comes off the bench. But we only have three seniors. So everybody else is young. And our JV team has got one loss for the year. So that bodes well as well. So, the future is bright.
Absolutely. Other things, let me ask you another question on what do you expect on like game tempo? In other words, what you've seen from them and your game tempo, what do you expect for a game tempo? Usually in these big games, it's energy goes times 10, if you will, sometimes.
Correct. It's a good question, and I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure. I have not watched a lot of their stuff yet. I know we're going to try to play as hard and as fast as we can. We've played the same defense every game for the last 8 to 10 games at least, so we're gonna try to pressure the ball and get them out of their offense and do what we can in that way. But you know, I think it'll come down to, you know, who shoots well and who handles it, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, try to get your opponent to not take the best shots possible, all of that kind of stuff, however that works out, that all of that's in the mix. Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, you know, Mark, I think you're dodging me because telling me you haven't watched game film. It works out pretty well for you, not being able to let me zero in on a few other questions here with you. But
no, that's okay.
I'm just kidding you. I'm kidding you.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, too. You know, this is only my second year as the head coach there, so I don't have, from a historical perspective, things that other coaches have. And I, you know, so that, I don't know, certainly doesn't hurt us, but I don't have the history that other people have with their team yet, and I'm just looking forward to the game.
I can't say that I'm a great Cape Ann League basketball historian myself, but I don't remember a big game like this, you know, in a long time. And also, I mean, the Northeastern Conference has had some big games, but I'm not sure that they've had a big game like this in a little while here, to be quite honest with you. And the other thing is, I do remember some great Newburyport-Pawtucket games a number of years ago. I covered maybe a couple of those when both teams were flying high, and it was fantastic basketball. But, you know, a different time, obviously different teams. But again, looks like two great undefeated Cape Ann League teams battling it out on Monday night. Mark, anything else you want to share with us? That I haven't asked you about that makes this matchup unique?
I don't think so. You know, I've only even been to their gym one time. So that I don't really know what to expect as far as crowds or as far as how we're going to play. You know, we wish it was at home, but let's just get to Monday and let's get playing.
Yeah, let's show up, I guess, right?
Oh, we'll be there. No question about that. Yeah, it should be fun.
Well, Mark, I really appreciate it. Great having you talk about your team and the matchup, sharing some information with us, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Monday night at Manchester Essex.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
Take care. That's Mark Elmendorf, boys basketball coach at Newburyport High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.